Greetings, audio boomerians. Take me to your leader, whoever that may be. I don't actually know who our illustrious leader is these days. It used to be Mark Rock, but at the moment I have no clue who might be at the helm of this good ship audio boom. Anyhow, if you're wondering where I might possibly be coming to you from, or from whence I am coming, I am currently at my parents' farm, Oriole Acres, as I've dubbed it, and I'll be here for, well, I'm not sure how long, the next few days anyway. I came here for a couple of reasons. First of all, tomorrow, my mum and I are going to get together with my cousin Carrie, who is the daughter of my aunt who recently passed away. My aunt apparently has some things that she wanted my mum and I to have, so we're going to go through them with Carrie. Also, I need to see my family doctor next week for a couple of reasons. I have not been able to find one in the city where I live. That has been nigh impossible. But I'm trying to register for the Accessible Transportation Service in the city where I live, and I need a doctor to fill out half the form, so I'm hoping he'll be able to do that for me. Also, I have a health concern that I need to discuss with him, and I can't really go into it here because it's rather private, so I'm really hoping that I can get in to see him next week. I did try to call for an appointment earlier, but the office was closed, and now my dad has told me that this doctor is really busy, so whether or not I'll get an appointment is now debatable. I'm really hoping so. Otherwise, what can I tell you about myself? Well, I'm doing relatively well, other than the usual suspects, anxiety and depression, but the good news is that I have managed to book an appointment with the doctor that I was seeing for the depression. Now, she can't see me until the beginning of April, but at least I know that I've got the appointment coming, so that might help me feel better and get through this month. Also, I think winter is almost over. Now, we had a massive snowstorm on Tuesday. In fact, you can probably hear that I'm walking through a big pile of snow now. but I'm hoping that was winter's last gasp. Next week is apparently supposed to be quite warm. So, I was supposed to take the evening bus home to my parents' place today. But it's a good thing I called Greyhound last night to verify the schedule, because it would appear that the evening bus no longer exists. I have no idea why, because it was very popular. A lot of commuters took it to get home from work. But now, there are only two buses that travel to the closest city to where my parents live. One of them departs at 11:50 in the morning, and the other one departs 12 hours later, which is really odd. So it's a good thing I got to my bus station when I did this morning, because there was only a limited number of seats available, and I just managed to get myself a ticket in time. That bus was extremely crowded, but my journey was uneventful. Now, when I got to the bus station in the nearest town to Oriole Acres, my dad and I went to McDonald's after he picked me up. He was luckily able to fetch me from the station this afternoon at around 10 to 1. So yeah, we went to McDonald's because they were offering free coffee. I think in order to try and compete with Tim Hortons and make their products a little more widely known. So we got coffees at the drive-thru. But mine was leaky, and it leaked all over my jacket and my purse. Now, I was wearing my nicest jacket that I wore home, especially because I knew it would please my mother, so I am desperately hoping I got all the coffee stains out of it, or that it didn't get stained at all. My dad was not wearing his glasses. He didn't have them with him, and he was not able to tell me. Oh, I tell you, most of the time I don't mind being blind, but there are occasions when it would be very helpful if I could see. For example, I discovered the other night that I have unwanted house guests in my apartment, about which I am not happy in the least. So, on Sunday night, I went into my bedroom to use my computer, and right next to my desk, I discovered, by stepping on them, some little round pellet-like objects that were dry and crumbly. Now, I suspected from prior experience that they might be mouse droppings. Also, I had heard squeaking noises occasionally coming from one of my bedroom walls. So I asked a staff member to take a look the next day, and he found another one of these objects and confirmed that it was indeed a mouse pellet. So he summoned the exterminator, who came on Thursday. Now, wouldn't you know it, when the exterminator got there, he couldn't find a single mouse dropping anywhere, and he checked all over the place. He also looked at the poison bait stations behind my fridge and stove, and they had not been touched. So he told me that he has put poison bait in other people's apartments, because there are mice in the building, that's a known fact. And he's also put bait around the outside of the building. So he surmised that a mouse may have eaten some of that, and as a consequence may have felt rather unwell, and may have come out in the open to poop because of that. Because usually mice don't come out in the open at all. He did put a glue trap along one of my baseboards, so I may discover when I get back home that I have a dead or dying mouse in there. Which I don't really like very much, but at the same time, I'd rather get rid of them if I can, if there are any left. If my dad takes me home, if I don't have to take the bus, then I'll ask him if he'd be so kind as to check around for mouse droppings as well. What else can I tell you? Well, it would appear as though my electronics hate me. Okay, no, I know they really don't. I'm not that paranoid or delusional, but sometimes it feels like it. A few weeks ago, the fingerprint reader on my iPhone stopped working properly, and now it only works intermittently. But here's the weird part about that. I'm sure this is entirely coincidental, but it seems to work fine, most of the time anyway, during the day. It's at night when it seems to fail. So it will say, try again, try again, try again. And then, of course, on the third attempt, I have to enter my passcode. Hello, horsey! Pardon me for blowing into the mic. Hi, babe! Anyhow, also, another problem I'm having with the phone is that there are occasions when I'll go to tap on an item on my screen, and I know exactly where it is and what I'm supposed to be tapping on, but VoiceOver will not acknowledge that I have touched anything. This especially happens when I'm around or near my status bar, but it has happened on other parts of my screen as well. So I am beginning to wonder if my screen is a bit messed up. Now, the problem is, the phone is not in my name. When my parents got it for me for Christmas, I did not have sufficient ID to get it put in my name, so we put it in my dad's name. Now I do have sufficient ID, thank God. When I moved, I got my photo ID card and I got the address changed on it, which took a long time. God love the government. So I do have the ID I need now to get the phone put into my name. So I'm hoping that Dad and I can head to the phone store in the next few days and get that done, because I cannot have the phone repaired until that happens. Of course, I'm the one paying the bills. I get the email notifications, and I know the account number, so I do all of that. But I can't actually get the phone repaired unless it's in my name. So I need to get that looked at. My computer would also appear to be having issues, I think part of which were caused by Kim's cat jumping on it when it was on my lap one time. He didn't realize he wasn't supposed to do that, and he wanted my attention, so he plonked himself down on my computer, and he's not a small cat. So, now the arrow keys are loose, and the 5 key only works intermittently, and the space bar sticks. Also, the fan is kind of dying. It needs to be blown out with compressed air.